Welcome to Unsigned Hype episode 32. On this episode, I have the pleasure to talk to the incredible artist Angel from California. Prior to her interview, I asked Angel which song she would play for someone that wasn't familiar with her music yet. Angel chose her song Pity Party, and if you're not familiar with Angel's music yet, here's a snippet of that song before we jump into the interview.
Chaos is a hobby. Mama said she don't wanna join my pity party. Searching for a home, but my thoughts are engineered to keep me safe in fear. Uncertainties, insecurities have a hold on me. So I'll run, run, run away. So I'll drink, drink it away. So I'll smoke, smoke it away. So I'll
This is Unsigned Hype. The song you just heard is called Pity Party by Angel, who's joining me from San Diego today. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome you to the show. Angel, why is Pity Party the song you would play for someone that has never heard your music before?
Well, hello, I'm Angel, and thank you for allowing me to be here. I'm super excited. Pity Party for me represents the acceptance of change. And for about a year, I really had a hard time processing the idea of getting out the military after serving for 10 years. And Pity Party just allowed me to express and accept change.
You know, when you mentioned change, I was thinking about, you know, the change that I've heard in your voice and your approach to singing based on the songs that I've heard going through your discography. And obviously, I had to start with Cash Flaws, right? Cash Flaws. That you released in 2017, which I think was the first song that you've recorded or put out. Just juxtaposing that with Pity Party, you can really hear an evolution in your sound and the confidence on the microphone. How do you look at a song like Cash Flaws today after all these years of you being a professional musician?
Oh, Cash Flaws is such a sweet song. I feel like it's still so powerful. I wish I would have redone it because it's just so innocent. I love that my voice has matured so much. I feel like the messages that I'm trying to portray in my music are still there, like, you know, acceptance of change and growth and people and just evolution of life. But I do feel like it's just such a becoming of myself. We're like introducing the world to me and my messages, you know?
How was that for you recording that song? How did you find the instrumental? Like, what? Can you talk to me a little bit about the process and that decision also to do that and to upload a song and to share that song with people? What memories do you have of that time?
I remember my mother was working 3 jobs at the time. And I think I was like having like really weird friendships as well. And I didn't just join the Navy, but I was just experiencing like, I think I was like 21 or 22. And, I was, like I said, having weird friendships. My mom was working a lot. My siblings were growing up and I wasn't home. So I was just like, I want to pay my mom's bills. And I was realizing that I could sing a little bit, you know? So I was writing poetry. I was making like my own little community of like producers and songwriters. You know, it was a producer. He had made the beat and I had wrote it. And I went in a closet and sang the song. I just want to pay my mama's bills and live a life so trip. Oh my goodness. It's such a cute song, but it's definitely an evolution.
What did you expect coming out of this? Like, what was your goal?
I guess my goal was just to show myself that I could do it. Like, I was so nervous putting that song out because I didn't know how the world would feel. I didn't know how I would feel. And I remember the first time I had performed it, I could see a couple of my friends like singing it back to me. And I was just like, wow, y'all are actually listening to me. People are actually listening to me. It felt good. It felt good to, you know, believe in myself, write the lyrics, get in the studio for the first time, put it out and see that it was being reciprocated well. It felt good.
What did you take away from that first session in that closet that you've applied to the second song that you've put out?
That's a good question. I feel like I had learned my sound a little bit more. I had learned that I wanted to be a little jazzy. I learned that I like having a certain tone, or like be like getting into my tone. I remember using any beat in every beat. Mm-hmm. And I also remember learning that that did not work. Because
can you name an example of like a beat that didn't work?
I have a song called Bitches. And it's not that it doesn't work. It's just that I ended up remaking Bitches. So there, I actually have a lot more music out than you can see, because I took it down and took it off. I was just like, this is not it. So Bitches, for example, the first Bitches definitely did not work. The second Bitches is okay. But it was more like very electronic and very fast and kind of rappy. And it's just, but I was just so excited to make music, and I just wanted to make music. And instead of like finding my sound or trying to see what works for me, I was just so excited that I was just using every beat. So as I, you know, started to figure out my sound and who I wanted to sound like and figure out my inspiration, you know, I was just ready and excited and eager, and I was using any and everything, and it just was not working. But you know, it was practice. But it just
Do you feel like you found your sound now? Like, do you think, like, with the most recent songs, like, you know, Pity Party that we heard in the beginning, but also If Pretty Was a Contest, your most recent releases, is that more in line with what, with the artist that you want to be, or are you still kind of figuring things out a little bit?
I'm still figuring things out, but it's closer. Like, lately when I've been performing, I've been getting like a lot of, it's like Amy Winehouse and somebody else. And I'm like, Amy Winehouse, that's my girl. That's my girl. So when I hear like the Amy Winehouse references and the, I'm just like, cause I love Amy Winehouse.
Mm. That's my she's girl. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. She's
amazing. Anytime I am listening to beats, or anytime I speak to a producer, I'm like, I would like it to be jazzy. I like a lot of saxophone. I like bass. I like guitar. I like real instruments in the instrumentation.
Do you ever try to go with what's trendy? Because I think in this day and age, it's also really important to kind of be in touch with what people want to hear, but also like not every artist needs to do that, right? Not every artist wants to do that. How's that with yourself? Like, do you follow the sound that you just really enjoy, or do you really try to take into consideration what people might want to hear?
Just what I enjoy for the most part. Yeah, just what I enjoy, because I feel like I want to make music for everyone else, but the music has to be for me, for everyone else, but for me mainly. I try and make music for myself to heal and myself to accept things that I don't want to, you know, and I want other people like to accept things that they don't want to either. You know, it's like sometimes it's hard to say things out loud, like for like with If Pretty Was a Contest, the beat is very joyous and summery and happy, but the lyrics are very sad. Yeah. If Pretty Was a Contest is ultimately a very sad song. And people are like, it's great. It's very like, if you listen to it, I'm talking about somebody hurting my feelings on a regular basis and me not being happy with how I look. And that's okay. Like, it's okay to be insecure. And that's all I'm saying, you know?
I understand it's for yourself, and you know, it makes total sense, and it has this therapeutic value. At the same time, you are trying to build a career out of this. You are trying to make something bigger happen. And as we mentioned in the beginning, you know, you were in the military. Tell me a little bit about what you did in the Navy. Also maybe navigating it from a perspective of wanting to also be a musician.
I spent 10 years in the Navy. I was on a ship for 5 years and in a hospital for 5 years, and I was a cook the whole time. I went to boot camp for 2 months, to school for a month, and then was out in the fleet. I went on a couple deployments, two deployments, and it's a lot of work. It's very hard, but I'm very grateful for the Navy. I would be on a ship. I would get to work at 4 o'clock in the morning and leave at 7 o'clock at night. And that would be on land. And on, like, when we were out to sea, I would get to work at 6 in the morning and be off of work at, like, 9 at night every day. On shore duty, which is a lot easier, it would be from, like, 6 a.m., 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day. But it was a lot easier to navigate my music career on shore duty. I was able to perform a lot more and grow a lot more because I wasn't going out to sea. There was no way that I could be on a ship going underway and having and building a music career. There's no way. Because if I had a performance the same time that I'm out to sea, I can't be like, oh, I have to go and perform. The Navy, the ship would be like, so? Anytime, the military will always come first. The mission will always come first. And sometimes you'll have like really cool leadership that understands like what you're trying to do. But then other leadership, the Navy will always come first. So I'm very grateful for the leadership that I have had because, you know, they would be very supportive and they would like allow me to go and do things that I need to do or let me take leave. But some leadership, they would not care about, you know, anything else other than the ship and what the mission. So the Navy, I'm very grateful for the Navy. I am. But I am ready for, and excited for the new chapter of just solely focusing on my music career.
Was there ever like a moment where you had to make a decision between the two? Did you now make a decision between the Navy and your music career?
Truthfully, the Navy actually made the decision for me. So the Navy actually has put me out because of my health. I unfortunately have a couple of health issues. So because of my health, the military decided to put me out. So now I am in school and school and music are the only things that I'll be focused on. So I feel like I know I always wanted to do music, but the Navy, you know, is giving me the opportunity to like believe in myself. Like I have no choice but to believe in myself because I don't have a Navy career to fall back on anymore.
Has that experience, this military experience, influenced your approach to making art in any unconventional ways, would you say?
Absolutely. And it's funny because the Navy was also a push. It's like, it's so hard to explain because the Navy was a crutch, but the Navy was also a push. And the Navy was a push because of the people that I've experienced. Like the leadership that I have has been great. It's the people that I work with that have not been the greatest. Like the lack of support from my shipmates, you know, like y'all being so unsupportive makes me want to do more because this is going to sound very not nice, but I had a show a couple of weeks ago at the fair, the San Diego fair. And that's a good stage, like, you know, and my name was on a milk carton. Very exciting. I told them at work and nobody said anything. And I was like, give me a year, and when y'all are on that ship, don't go around telling people that y'all know me. And that was mean of me to say yes. It was mean, but it's like, y'all are being unsupportive. Like, my name is right here.
But what does support mean exactly? Like, what would be your wish in that scenario? Because, I mean, they're obviously very much focused on a completely different lifestyle, which is the lifestyle of the Navy and the military. But what would be your expectation, let's say, from them?
They could have been like, wow, that's amazing. Just that is enough. Like, because it is amazing. It is.
Yeah, it is.
And it's like, they literally looked at me and did not say anything, did not voice anything. So them and their lack of is a push. Because I know they're going to be like, oh, I knew her. Don't go around saying that. Because when I was here, just asking for y'all's support, y'all didn't want to give it to me. And some people do support. And the people that do support, I am very grateful for it and appreciative. And they know it. So it's okay.
I absolutely understand your point, and I do agree with you. I think in these moments, we would wish people to be more supportive because it helps us follow our dream even more.
That bitch ain't got shit on me, but
myself to your Insta hoes. If I were a filter, maybe I'd be yours. The girls that you seem to like make me insecure. If pretty was a contest, she would win. You got me uncomfortable in my skin. Your likes affect my self-esteem. I dive head first in self-pity. If pretty was a contest, she would win. They're luxury, I'm more like thrifting. I'm a bad bitch every other weekend. No facials, but I've tried Pilates. So maybe then you'll like my body. Wishing I was more petite, so you would make more room for me. If pretty was a contest, she would win. Your obsession, let me in. I don't wear makeup every day, no 30-inch jet black and late. If pretty was a contest, she would win.
This was a snippet of Angel's song If Pretty Was a Contest, and now back to the interview. You've been releasing music ever since your first song that came out in 2017. You've released two EPs, I think, 555, and then also Diary Entries, which came out on Valentine's Day, I think, 2020. Great EP as well.
Thank you.
Would it be fair to say that you've really started taking your career seriously when COVID hit?
Truthfully, I would say, I think I started taking it more seriously in 2023. Truthfully, I would think so. I think I took a break after COVID, after 555. I feel like there was like a little bit of a spiral that I went through a little bit. And I didn't make music for a minute, like a cute little minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I put the EP out and then I put like random singles out. And then it was Curious. I think when I put out Curious is when I was like, okay, let me really, really start to focus. Because diary entries, I was, I think I started putting my foot to the pedal, but I don't think I started hitting that gas for real until I put Curious out.
What's your definition of that, putting the foot on the gas? Because I can tell also that just in the way that you're describing it, you're saying like at that moment, you really started taking it seriously. What does that mean? Like, how do you measure the level of seriousness that you've put into your career?
I think it's who I've been working with. I started, like, I got a songwriter. Everything has been produced by the same person. I've been writing with the same people. I've been going to the same, like, you know, the team has been built. And everybody in the team is mwah, chef's kiss. Like, everything has been getting better and better because I've been growing with the same people. So that's why I'm like, that's when the foot hit that motherfucker, yeah. That's why.
The team.
The team.
It's the team. Why is it important to have a team around you to build this career?
Personally, for me, I just know that it's a lot. This is a lot. This is a lot. Like, having someone else help me write, her name is Sierra. Sierra is amazing. Sierra is able to take what I'm thinking, use her brain, we put our words together, put our lyrics together, and write something beautiful. I'm able to go, and Zach is able to take his brain, his producer thoughts, and put them together. I'm able to sing something to Ben, and Ben be like, sing it this way, sing it that way, sing it like this instead. And then we're able to change it up, and I'm like, you know what? Y'all! Like, it's just having somebody else's ideas and views and perception helps me just be better. Like, these three people help me be better. And then I have Cam, my creative director. He'll look at me and I'll say something. He'll be like, no, we're going to do it like this. And I'm like, you know what? Yep. There it is. Like, it's great to have other people's ideas. Like, that's
it's
nice totally. To have other people.
You mentioned a bunch of people that are supporting in the creative process and in the music making process. But then there's the whole other side, right? Marketing strategies, this marketing aspect of making music and all these other layers that are there. How do you, how confident are you with that? Because I mean, the music is great, no question about that. Your team is obviously great from what you've just mentioned. What about this whole other side? Is that something that you're struggling with sometimes, like to find the right promotional strategies?
So I do have a marketing manager and she's been great. Her name is Soul. Soul is mwah, chef's kiss. I am PR. I had a publicist. I had a publicist at one point and she was amazing. She was amazing. But I was not in a good place. I don't think I was ready. I wasn't ready in different aspects. I wasn't like ready financially because PR
costs money.
What? A lot of it. Anytime that we did something, I was paying for her way and my way. And then I was still paying for studio time and music videos. And, you know, so it was, that was a lot all at once. And, you know, so when I had
her. Did you feel an uplift though?
Did I? Sorry, yes.
For sure.
Yes. Did. She
so
was
it
amazing.
It was money well invested.
Yes. But that's why I said I was not ready because So I do have resentment towards myself. So instead of like figuring out a way to continue to pay her, I let her go. I wasn't ready mentally. I was very young when I had her. You know, I probably would have been in a completely different place now if I kept her. So PR is definitely what I need and management. Management has been reaching out and, you know, hopefully something happens, but we shall see.
But I mean, I understand the aspect of time and, you know, it takes a lot of time and effort and stuff like that. But aren't all these things things that you could hypothetically do yourself? Or is it really impossible for you to do that stuff?
I can do it myself. I can do it myself now because I have more time. But I was at
of
work.
Of course, Navy.
So it was a lot. Yeah. But now I'm not working officially starting today, but I do start school full time on the 19th.
What are you going to do?
What exactly? Psychology.
So you want to get a full psychology degree next to building your career as a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a safe route? Is that kind of like I want a psychology degree so I can work as a psychologist and as a therapist in case the music career doesn't take off?
I don't want to say that. I've been in school for the last 3 years, so I would like to get my degree to finish my degree. So that's one reason. I don't want to say that because I don't want to
put
that
I
in
understand.
The atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
However, the military does pay you to go to school. So that is how I would continue to pay for my music career. I mean, I could go to school for music, but I don't want to go to school for music. I want to go to school because I care about people's mental health. I've always been interested in psychology, even in high school. I've always loved psychology.
And you now having more time on your hands, obviously, I'm saying more time, but a different, you're going to have a different lifestyle a little bit over the next couple of months. What do you think is going to change with regards to your approach to creating?
I would like to just continue to be booked. I've been performing a lot. I would just like to continue to perform. I would like to get with my band more. I would like to make more content. I had someone look through my Instagram the other day and he was like, there's no videos of you singing. I was like, oh. I'm like, there isn't. So I would like to just create more content and perform more. I've been back and forth to LA. So truthfully, that has got me a little tired because I do live like an hour 45 away from LA. I've gone to LA 4 times this week and last week, and I'm going to be in LA again tomorrow. So when I go tomorrow, I'm going to be creating content all day, which is amazing, but I'm just going to be tired once again.
Weren't you planning to release an album at some point?
An album?
Mm-mm. No album. No, not the right way to go.
Not yet. I'm scared. An EP? I'm releasing an EP next year. An album? Ugh. A full body of work?
Artists don't really like releasing albums anymore. I'm wondering why that is.
A full body of work? 12 songs, 15 songs? Oh, no, soon, maybe. Five songs.
Is that more strategic than it is the fear of releasing a full body of work? Like, how much strategy is it versus, because it's, you know, you were saying it in a, you were just explaining that kind of in a humorous way, but I mean, there's obviously some truth to that, like that you, are you scared of releasing an album?
I just don't think I don't think I'm ready to yet. In, like I said, not next year, the year after, yes. In 2026, I'll be album ready. 2025, I'll be EP ready. I'll be three singles and an EP ready in 2025. I will be. I have three more songs to release this year. I'm giving you all the tea. Three more songs to release this year. So we got things under the works.
Can you explain to me what does it take to be album ready?
Personally, to me, for me, I feel like I would like my fan base to be a little bit bigger. I would like to be more in tune with my sound and my artistry and my brand. And I would like to know, I would like to be just more in tune with myself in every possible way. For me to know that I'm ready for an album. Right now, I'm like 50% there because I have a lot of songs that are ready. I have a lot of music, but do I feel like all of them are cohesive enough for me to put 14 of them together and feel like all of these can have a right flow? No. Because when I do an album, I want the songs. I don't know what it's called. See, and that's why I'm not ready, because I don't know what shit is called. When the song will play and it will end, and then it will start into, like, the beat will end and then just start into the next song. You know what I mean?
Like a transition or like a...
Yeah, the transition into the new song. Like, I want, not saying that all the songs need to do that, but I would like a steady little flow, like a nice little storyline. And none of my songs are doing that. Like, I just don't feel like it's a steady flow right now. So when...
But you still want to release. I mean, you still release singles here and there.
I got a lot. Like I said, I have a lot of music that is ready. A lot.
L.A. Studio Town.
I don't do a drama, only chase the comma. Like to fuck with niggas, smoke on marijuana. I don't do a drama, only chase the comma. Like to fuck with niggas, smoke on marijuana. I don't do a drama, only chase the comma. Like to fuck with niggas, smoke on marijuana. I don't do a drama, only chase the, only face the, only make the. So our vibe seems immaculate. Talk about our dreams, escape reality. There is nothing more that I'd rather see than you and me with all this chemistry. I don't do a drama, only chase the comma. Like to fuck with niggas, smoke on marijuana. I don't do a drama.
This was a snippet of Angel's song No Drama. And now back to the interview. Very unrelated now, but I mean, not really unrelated because it's one of your songs, but can you talk to me a little bit about the inspiration of Drake and Drive?
Drake and Drive. Where did Drake and Drive come from? You know what's funny? I think
that,
I was...
That's like an official term, no? I mean, that's like, I think I saw that on like, I saw the song and then I was Googling the song and then I saw that it was like on Urban Dictionary. There was like a definition of Drake and Drive.
Really?
I think so. To be honest, I didn't. I just saw it like in scrolling. I didn't even click on it, but I probably should have done it.
Can I do it? Let me see.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw that. And I thought that was interesting.
It's like drinking and driving, except you blast Drake emotional music in your car and you end up at your ex's house without knowing it. Oh, okay. Okay.
It's a great description.
Okay. I do not know where Drake and Drive came from. I remember I was driving. It's funny because this is where most of my music comes from. I'll listen to a beat and I will be driving and I will just have my phone in my hand and I will just freestyle. And that's where like 80% of my music comes from. But I was just driving and it was probably night. And I was like, 9 p.m. and roll to guys. And I was like, oh, had the conversation flowing. Dying down the boulevard. Like so I can see where we are going. And then I just kept going and kept going and kept going. And then I came home and probably sat down and wrote some stuff down. Then I called Sierra. And then we looked at a bunch of Drake songs as I was writing and we added stuff and we took some stuff out. But I truthfully do not know where Drake and Drive came from. I don't think I was in a, I don't, truthfully, I don't.
But I mean, you're referencing some Drake reference. You have Drake references like to his mm-hmm. songs and some line about 40, maybe was, did I get, did I remember that right? About 40, his producer.
Clever.
This is immediately what I thought about because I was listening to it earlier.
I'm a Drake fan. I like Drake. And take a shot with me listening to OVO. You know, that's his label. We sip on what he's doing. Take up all our gloves. Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. You still do me wrong. You know, Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. Best I ever had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I just play along. I don't know. I do not know where Drake and Drive came from. Truthfully. I don't.
That's all right. You know, let's manifest that Drake hears the song one day, maybe sees this interview clip of us talking about it as well.
Yes,
and then yeah, you know, let's see. No, I thought I was just curious because this term of Drake and Drive I thought was very very clever.
Thank you.
What are successes for you looking back at your 7-year career? What are things that you've achieved that you're particularly proud of, but also things that you still want to achieve, like the next milestone? Is there something that you have in mind for these two things?
I found it really cool, like I said, that I performed at the fair. That was very cool for me. And South by Southwest was very cool as well. And is it A3C in Atlanta? That was really, really cool. Those were really cool. I had planned today to sit down and look at like my next 5 years, my 5-year goals. And I just truthfully, I have ideas of where I would like to be at in 5 years. I know what I want, where I want to be. And like, you know, Colors would be amazing, or like Coachella by the grace of God. Like I just can't flog now by the grace of God. Like those are goals. Those are goals.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just want to perform in front of people and dance and sing and just travel, be happy, go on tour, open up to someone, then headline my own tour by the grace of God. How old will I be in 5 years? I just turned 29. 34. Ugh. Oh, God. So we'll see. We'll see. BET, MTV.
This pace that you're... The pace that you're going at right now, are you content with that, or would you like things to go faster?
I would like things to go faster. I would like things to go faster. Truthfully, I feel as though things will go faster now because I'm out of the Navy, because things have been going a lot faster since my transitioning out by the grace. Like in the last 2 months, I've probably performed like 15 times, maybe like 20, like a lot, back to back to back to back to back. And it's been amazing. It's been beautiful, but I have been tired. I've been tired. I'm grateful. Don't stop it. It's just been a lot. It's been a lot of back and forth. I'm traveling a lot from it. It's But like I said, I wanted to go faster. I've been meeting a lot of people. Management has been hitting me up. I'm supposed to be traveling to New York soon. I was supposed to be in Arizona over the weekend. My flight got canceled. Different story for a different time. But like, I've been getting booked a lot.
I've been performing. So lots of shows coming up. Mm-hmm. You have three more songs that you want to release this year. You mentioned. Mm-hmm. How do you find a reaction to the from the crowd to your performances? I mean, you've mentioned your performances a little bit. I mean, I've seen a bunch of videos of yours, performing amazingly. But what's your interpretation of how people react to it, and what's your experience kind of being on stage and playing your music live?
I always get love, and it makes me so happy. I like to interact with the crowd, so I'm always like, Miss Girl, or you. Or you and I sometimes like I'm learning to try and like move more on stage, because typically I'm a very like stand in one spot, use my arms like vibe. So I'm trying to like walk around more. So that's very interesting for me. But overall, I get a lot of love when I'm on stage, and that feels very good. What was your other question?
How comfortable you are and how well you believe you are doing on stage, and what's something that is maybe easy for you, but maybe what's something that you're still trying to work at and get better at?
So, like I said, interacting, like talking to everyone, I can make people laugh. I feel like I can entertain in that sense, but like dancing and moving and using the whole stage, not there yet. I would like to be, but I'm not gonna say it makes me uncomfortable, but I really need to just work on like using the entire stage instead of like standing in one spot. So I'm working on it. But I will say, by the grace of God, I am a singing ass bitch. I love that. Thank you, Lord. I'm a singing ass bitch. And I humbly as possible, I do sound good live. I do.
I know. I mean, not live, but I've heard it on video. And it was incredible.
Thank you.
What's next for you now? Performing new songs. What's the next thing you want to get to?
I would like to go on tour. That's what I would like. If somebody was like, come on tour and open up for me for the next 3 months, I'd be like, okay, let's go. Where are we going? I'd be ready right now. I got pack these bags. Even if I had to drive myself and follow that, I'd go right now. Because there's no reason for me not to go. The Navy's not stopping me. Because if somebody was to offer me to go on tour while being active duty in the Navy, I literally would not be able to go. There was no way. But now there's nothing stopping me. So that's what I would like to do.
How does that usually happen? Is it luck that an artist, let's say a more established artist would find your music and would say, hey, I want Angel to open up for me? Is there anything that you can have control over to open up on a tour for someone?
Truthfully, I don't know. I think I would have to have a booking manager or a manager, and they would have to do that for me. But I have neither of those things. So I don't know. I wish I had. By the grace, I will have one soon. So like I said, if somebody was to be like, you want to go on tour? You ain't saying nothing but a word. I'm ready. Let's go.
What do you do this all for?
I want to do this for to prove to myself that I can do this, and for my family, for my mama mainly. Mm-hmm. Yes, I want to be like the world's big sister. For real, I want to make music for people to understand that they're not by themselves. So, I don't know. I have like it took me. It took me 27 years to realize that I have, it's going to go left for a second. It took me 27 years to realize that I have daddy issues, and I want people to understand that it's okay to have daddy issues and be insecure. I mean, that's what I make music about, is like just life, having daddy issues, being insecure, being broke sometimes, being unsure of stuff. And I want people to understand that it is okay to feel your feelings and not let them consume you and be confused. So I make music to allow myself to understand that it's okay and for other people to understand that that's okay. You know, so I make music for me to take care of my family and my mama, and for people to understand that they are not alone.
Angel, thank you so much for this amazing conversation. I really, really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you, Miles. I appreciate you.
Sweet like candy, light and airy. It's a circus, cost to play me. Wanna taste my cotton candy. My cotton candy. Finally got a ticket for the ride. Took a minute since you wait in line. Now you got it, don't you try to rush. Baby, this ain't no game of Candy Crush. These are my boundaries and learn all my tendencies. Everyone who takes.
This was Unsigned Hype episode 32 with Angel. The track you're hearing right now is Angel's song Cotton Candy. Make sure to support Angel by checking out her music and following her on social media. And for your weekly Unsigned Hype, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and follow us on all socials as well. All the links are in the show notes below.
Sweet like sugar, pick your flavor. I've got apple, I've got cherry. Wanna taste my cotton candy, my cotton candy. Don't you think I'm pretty in pink? Anyone think about it all? On repeat, got your lollipop. Sweet like candy, light and airy. It's a circus, cost to play me. Wanna taste my cotton candy, my cotton candy. Sweet like sugar, pick your flavor.